taxes, and the budget. Those are the first big issues confronting state lawmakers. Kansas is currently on track to have a small budget shortfall in the current fiscal year, but the deficit could grow to nearly $200 million for the next fiscal year, which begins in July. Lawmakers fought long and hard to pass a tax increase last session. Both sales and tobacco taxes went up. But Governor Sam Brownback says tinkering with taxes should be off the table this year.
I do, and I don't think it's necessary. You know, last year was the third step in a plan that had started in 2012.
Lawmakers approved a two-year budget last session, but it's clear they'll have to modify it. Governor Brownback has offered few details on what he'll propose. The real information will come out at the State of the State speech Tuesday night. Senate Majority Leader Terry Bruce says their strategies will hang on what the governor proposes.
Whether or not you start immediately and start working on something for January, or whether you wait till the April revenue estimates, it just depends on what he has to come forward with.
Senator Laura Kelly, the top Democrat on the budget committee, says she does not believe lawmakers will take on taxes after the fight last year. She and some Republicans would like to see certain tax cuts rolled back, but Kelly says that's unlikely in an election year.
I think there are ways to balance the budget that won't require taxes. I don't think they're good ways, but I think there'll be ways that'll be implemented just so that we don't have to deal with the tax issue.
Another top issue will be education funding. Lawmakers tossed out the old funding formula for a temporary block grant system. They've started laying the groundwork for a new school finance formula, but Kelly believes it will not get far this year.
And that, again, is something that I think people are not going to want to deal with. They're going to want to put that off. I do think that there will be some who will propose some formulas, but I would be very surprised if we actually take that up in debate.
But the Republican chairman of the House Education Committee, Ron Hyland, says he'd like to see at least some progress.
I would like to see a formula at least come forward. Whether it gets finalized or gets approved, that's up to the legislature. You know how that system works. But I think we have the opportunity, and we owe it to our school systems and everybody else, to come up with something now and get it done.
Some lawmakers have said they want to try to keep this legislative session short. Last year's session was contentious and lasted a record-long 114 days. I'm Stephen Caranda at the Kansas State House.